I'm looking at our Rebecca just across from me here right now, right? And she's just lip read to me.
Say it.
I love him.
Ah, listen, the love is goes all the way back. You know what I've realized over 16 years, which makes it so much fun to me this time, is that all I've ever really wanted to do is to create music and to go out and perform. And when you simplify it and you realize the impact that the songs have had over those 16 years to different people, it just makes me so happy and excited to wake up in the morning and think that I have the opportunity to do that all over again. So that love is reciprocated, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Whenever we were at school, all of my friends and I had huge embarrassing crushes on you, and I'm having a bit of a birthday party this weekend, so we are planning on having a bit of a Craig David moment. So we'll be thinking of you on Saturday night. Yes.
To be thinking of you well and truly, and long after this conversation this morning, let me tell you.
Listen, well, is it going to be your birthday?
It's my birthday. It's my 30th.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Firstly, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And secondly, when you hit 30, I'm just telling you, life gets so good.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm a
because
little
you know
bit
what?
Scared.
You'll still look healthy and beautiful, but then at the same time, you just cut to the chase. You have this negativity filter that kicks in where you just ain't got time for it. So you start to say things in a way that just keep you in line with what you really stand for and what intuitively you love. It's a good place to be.
Can I tell you one thing? I've been saying, I'm not about the negativity filter and all that, because I wouldn't be as so in-depth as that. But I've been saying to Rebecca not to worry about this for ages, and she doesn't listen to me. Thankfully for now, perhaps she'll listen to you.
I
hope so, because I always found that age is nothing but a number anyway, to be honest, but it's how you feel inside, and that kind of shows your real youth. Because since I hit 21, I've never sort of really grown up. You act responsible as an adult, but to be honest, I'm still that 21-year-old kid who just wants to run around and go to a theme park and roller coaster rides and
eat
candy floss. So I'm just saying, go and enjoy that birthday.
Thank you.
And own it. It's all about you. Everyone's there because they love you.
And if we had to play one Craig David record at my birthday party, what would it be?
Oh, okay.
Pick a favourite.
Well, the new album hasn't dropped yet, because it dropped September 30th. And there's some tunes on there that I think it would be perfect for your birthday. But if I was going to do a throwback, I would say you might as well go with Fill Me In then, because talking about the tune. And also, actually, there's a song called 16, which is a hybrid of Fill Me In and Where Are You Now, the Jack U, Skrillex and Diplo track, which is actually on the new record. And that's kind of a newer version of it. But yeah, drop Fill Me In.
Perfect.
Right, you see this album, is it your best work to date, bar none?
Do you know what? To be honest, it's the most authentic, organic and natural album since Born to Do It, because I've had time to nurture it and not have to rush, because I think it's really hard with any album over my career where to be creative in a specific period of time, because creativity just takes time, you know, it flows. But to say it's like my best piece of work, I guess I look at all my albums as like children, you know, you have children and they go out into the world and some do better than others, but you love them equally. So this is just another child that I'm really proud of, and I want to go out into the world and do the best possibly can. And hopefully everyone else enjoys the music, you know what I mean?
Right, two things to ask you before we play the new single. First and foremost, football. Southampton's your team. How do you think they're going to do in the Premiership this year?
They always talk about
it. You know what?
Football.
The greatest thing with Southampton is that we'll lose a manager, we'll lose a few players, but they've got such a good academy down there, youth academy for players, that what happens is the youth team players come through and actually end up being the ones that are scouted next year, and the Arsenals and Manchester United wants to kind of like sign them. So I feel that we'll hold up. It may not be Champions League positions, but if we're top half of the table, that's a good season, seeing as we've lost a huge manager and a couple of really good players as well. Do you know what I mean?
And they all come to my team, Liverpool. So keep on producing them. And
Liverpool, good team. Good result against Leicester, man. What a result.
Absolutely.
Wow. Don't get him started.
And the second thing, because I don't know whether Rebecca will ask you this or not, and I know she's busting too. In an interview many, many years ago, Rebecca heard that if you are, you know, trying to woo a lady, you would play your own music to them. Is this still true?
No, man. If you do that, you're asking to be going home alone. That is just like, that's the red flag when that one comes out. The way I'd always have seen it, just go over and be honest. Forget playing the tunes. Forget all that. Oh, let me just woo, swoo. Let me keep like wooing you with the kind of my tunes. Just go over and be like, hey, you look beautiful. I just need to come over and tell you that. Would you like a drink? And keep it there. And then maybe you might find yourself that it happens to hit on a Tuesday, and then you're still halfway there.
So you wouldn't sing 7 days to me then, no?
Sorry?
You wouldn't do the chorus of 7 days to me, no?
Would you like that for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay, here. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
You have just made a 30-year-old extremely happy.
That means so, we don't have to get her a present anymore.
Love the that. Birthday girl in the house soon.
Thank you. So we're chilling on Sunday. Craig David, thank you very much.
Craig, this is a new pleasure. Single. How did this thing with Sagala come about?
I was working with him at the point where I ended up about... year and a half ago, I cancelled a ticket back to Miami because I was like, I want to spend time in the UK. I want to live back here. And I got to meet Bruce, who's Sagala. And we were just doing a session together. He was just about to have his first hit with Easy Love. So he's about to go to number one. And we're in the studio and he's playing this. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice little vibe there. I start putting some lyrics around it. And he was so focused about creating this new song as opposed to the fact that he had just gone number one. And I had to pull him up. I said, Sagala, man, you got to stop, man. You got to enjoy this moment. You're number one in the charts. And then who would have thought that we ended up releasing this song together? And it's got such an amazing response. So really happy that I got a chance to work with him.
You know what? You're an absolute gentleman. Introduce the track.
With pleasure. This is the track entitled Ain't Giving Up by yours truly and my man Sagala.
When you're so in love, sometimes you gotta take a chance to break through. And when the world is not enough, that's what gives you everything or breaks you. Feeling empty.